Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the New Year's edition of our Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, joined by Andy Shea. We'll have Ross Tucker along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Andy, we'll get to the news in a second, but first of all, Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year to you, sir. Happy New Year to all of our listeners out there. I hope you enjoy the weekend of football and enjoy the Penn State game in the Outback Bowl on Saturday.
Exactly. This is the opportunity to overdose on college football. Take advantage of it because we're, well, besides the championship game, we're going to not have much college football until next fall. Andy, let's start with the news. And the big news is just the opt-outs keep continuing to come. The latest is Derek Tangelo. He wasn't seen on the flight coming in. Not a surprise in that way. But I just wanted to get your overview on these opt-outs. First of all, we could go through the list. There's five starters on defense, Jahan Dotson on the offense. Any of these guys who are opting out that make you scratch your head and say, why are they doing that?
Not really, no. The one that would be a maybe for me might be Brandon Smith at linebacker. I mean, it's 100% understandable why he is opting out. But for me, it's the one that probably had a little bit more development ahead of him in terms of, you know, making his on-field sort of production equal his toolkit and talent would be Brandon Smith. You might think Ellis Brooks, but Ellis Brooks is, there's a ceiling and this is as good as it gets for him at linebacker, and this is his shot. They got bonus time from Jaquan Brisker, Penn State did, and Jahan Dotson, right? Both probably could have gone last year, and it wouldn't have been a big element of surprise. I think the big element was surprise that both came back, and hello, both did. Oh, shocking. They both increased their draft stock by playing in 2021. There's no doubt about it that those two players benefited from coming back. So I am not. Tangelo and Arnold Ebikidi, they were portal transfer guys, and they played well at a next step level, sort of going from Temple and Duke to playing in the Big Ten at Penn State. They both did enough to say it's not a surprise at all they left. So not overall, no, Jim.
It's become such a common thing now, and a lot of people say, well, you know, a secondary kind of bowl. But you had all the Ohio State players, or several of them, they're sitting out the Rose Bowl even. So it just appears that this is going to be our new normal, Andy, that guys are going to sit out the bowl game, and we're going to get the opportunity to see a preview of next year's team in a way. Because essentially, all the players who were going to go into the NFL draft have decided to opt out of the bowl game also. So we're going to get a very a look at what will very much look like next year's team when we watch the bowl game.
Yeah, you're going to, especially on defense, because they lost their defensive coordinator as well. You know, Brent Pry, the head coach at Virginia Tech now. So he's gone, and, you know, four of your front seven, you arguably are losing, not arguably, it's Penn State's not going to have the services of its two best players in 2021, one on either side of the ball, which in my opinion is Jahan Dotson and Jaquan Brisker. They're Penn State's two best and most impactful players, one on each side of the ball. Yeah, are you going to get a preview of 2022? Yeah. And you're going to get a very different football team than you've ever seen in 2021. So I think James mentioned that this is sort of his first opt-out experience for him as a head coach, and six of them is a lot. right? Like, that's a big number, especially five on one side of the ball. On the side of the ball that sort of has been your meal ticket, the defense this season, it's going to be a very, very different looking Penn State team at Raymond James Stadium in the Outback Bowl in Tampa, Florida.
So, fans, you're just going to have to get used to it, especially if you have a team that is good enough to, say, have four or five guys who are draftable. I say four or five. I don't know if Tangelo's going to get even going to get drafted. So, but anyway, let's continue with the news. You mentioned, Andy, that James Franklin said this is his first time dealing with opt-outs, but this is such a new occurrence. I mean, literally just a couple years ago, Saquon Barkley, who had probably more to lose than anybody and playing in a tough position at running back where you are very vulnerable, he played in the bowl game, and that was just 3 or 4 years ago. That is the difference now. It's just, I think it's going to be the new normal.
Correct.
James Franklin also did confirm what we already knew. He knew about these opt-outs weeks ago. He had to know because these players, if they're opting out, they're not going to come to practice every day. They're going to start
Absolutely
getting ready.
Not.
Yeah, they're getting ready for the combine. They're getting themselves ready for the draft. I imagine it was even strategic to not have these players announce whether they were going to play in the bowl game or not to at least keep Arkansas guessing, right?
Just a little bit. I'm pretty sure Arkansas knew that, oh, say Jahan Dotson and Jaquan Brisker were not going to be playing in the bowl game. I think everyone knew. Did as a Penn State fans, right? Penn State fans, I'm sorry. You guys had to figure, yeah, we're not going to see those guys. If you did, you weren't reading the tea leaves, right? And it is difficult for Penn State, but it's also sort of, as James said, you know, I have to focus on the players that are in the locker room. He doesn't have any ill will or anger against the guys who opted out. He's just like, I have to move forward. So that's what, you know, Penn State fans have to look at in this game is we got to move forward.
Let us move forward also,
yes,
Andy, and talk about actual news for this game. One of the issues was at linebacker, where they were already thin. You lose two starters. The big quandary was, do you burn red shirts? Like Kobe King, who had played in four games. I think Jamari Boudin was also in the same boat. And the question becomes, do you burn the red shirt by playing them in their fifth game? And it sounds like James Franklin is willing to burn the red shirts. He did mention, though, he would be talking to the families, though, the player, their families, yep, before making the decision, though.
Yeah, this is a different decision now, too. And, yeah, James said he has no problem because bottom line is, particularly on defense, he needs the dudes, right? So it will be a multi-layered decision, but I think it's a little different in 2021 as – and James references, like, it's not one game, right? They've got plenty of experience, and if they burn the red shirt, it's five games worth of, you know, playing in a first year, which isn't one game. It's not a one-play scenario. So it kind of is a little bit of a big deal, and James is doing it the right way because that's just how you expect James to do it. But for me, I don't think it's a big deal at all because – everything in college football now, to me, is a three-year cycle. It's not a 4- and 5-year cycle. It's a 3-year cycle. And, you know, burning red shirts is just going to be part of the equation, and the new normal with the opt-outs is going to require that. They managed it a certain way all year. He talked about that. But in the end, he's got to burn them because they need to play. The team needs them to play. And it's not they're going to get to play a lot. A few of them are going to get to play a good bit.
The fact is, Andy, as you alluded to, even if it's not a 3-year cycle, remember, this will be 4 years these players will still have in the system. Count this, their true freshman year, not using a red shirt. They still have 3 more years left. It's very unusual anymore for a player to redshirt and then use all 4 years of eligibility and be there for right. 5 years. Typically, they'll already be ready for the NFL if that's the situation prior, or it may be they already get the idea, I'm not getting on the field. It's time for me yep. to move on or to transfer anyway. Another piece of news that came out from James' press conference, it appears that he confirmed that Olu Fashanu will be the starter at left tackle. Just another example, even though it's Rashid Walker is out because of injury, we saw him in the pictures on crutches,
yep.
but another situation where we get a youngster getting the opportunity to play. Good for him, and a preview of what's to come for next year.
Yeah, they wanted to use him earlier, but he was a little banged up, so they kind of had to hold on this. But, I mean, basically James's answer when asked about it was, yeah, he doesn't have much choice to a degree, and James isn't wrong. It's he needs to play. He's healthy enough to play. He has to play. I'll be interested to watch him play because this is sort of, you know, he's a three-star guy. He was a little bit of a project. He had some skills, but he was raw. And he obviously has developed some, but he's one of the new guys, right? Like, he's one of their guys that you know, that the offensive line group and coaching staff and James has recruited. So I'll be interested to just watch him in a four-quarter scenario as a first step. I will be very interested to see how he does as – they're talking about developing their guys, getting their guys to play on the offensive line, which is a huge problem, as we know. So I think this will be very intriguing just to watch him in a first sort of look scenario.
And finally, last news item, Taquan Roberson, who entered the portal. We all know his struggles in the Iowa game, his one chance to get out on the field. Christian Veiu had passed him by, became the number two guy, and we saw him in the Rutgers game. But Taquan Roberson found a new home, and that is UConn. My take on this, Andy, is this is how the transfer portal is supposed to work. He was not going to get on the field again at Penn State. We know that. He went to a place, UConn, where he will get the opportunity to play. So good for everybody involved.
Yeah, it fits, too, because, unfortunately, he was given opportunity at Penn State, right? And he did not take advantage of it. This isn't a transfer portal because the kid didn't get his chance or he's unhappy. It's just he had a real chance, and he did not answer the bell. So he's got to start over, and there's a couple scenarios in the transfer portal, but I think the starting over is one of them, and that's good for him. You're right. It's a win-win scenario because he had no chance at Penn State anymore.
Exactly, and two highly regarded recruits in a 22 class are going to be freshmen in 22. So Roberson's chances were getting slimmer and slimmer as the days went by. Good for him, and good luck to him at UConn. That's it for quarter number one. Stick around. Ross Tucker joins us in quarter number two.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.